Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, we're talking restaurants, chefs, famous people. I'm stoked to be here.
Ha, ha, ha.
Who have we got on the line,
Al
Michael?
Al Brown, and of course, a really successful cookbook. Al, how are you? And it's called, what is it called? Stoked.
Very well. Thanks for calling, Ben and Michael.
A lot of our listeners would know you from your great TV show on New Zealand, Get Fresh, where you travel around New Zealand, you know, meeting a lot of the locals and cooking local produce. But you're here in Australia and, you know, perhaps are you going to launch something over here?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying being over here. I'm actually having a look at a space down in Adelaide. I'm in Adelaide at the moment. Like the area, like what I'm seeing, you know, great produce. Went down to the market yesterday, couldn't believe my eyes. And the, you know, the idea of tucking into some of the great Aussie products really excites me.
Your recipes are very easy to follow, and of course, you know, it's our philosophy in terms of using ingredients from in season. Do you have a favourite ingredient?
I love seasons. You know, I just love, but I like things to be ripe. You know, I think sometimes that we actually, when the first of, you know, produce comes in at the start of the season, you know, for asparagus, you know, like asparagus, for instance, I'll never buy it immediately. I'll let it, you know, I'll tuck into it when it's 2 or 3 weeks into the market, because I sort of believe that the first produce is quite, is never as good as sort of right in the middle of the season. But, you know, a favourite, oh, gosh. I mean, I tried a green-gage plum down at the market yesterday that just blew my mind.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
I mean, it's basically what the last thing that's been in my mouth is normally my favourite.
But at the end of the day, you say sharing food, trading stories and having a laugh with good people is what it's all about.
Yeah, I think food's all about people and place. And you know, if you think about some of the great meals that you've had, you know, I can guarantee it'll be either you with loved ones or with great friends having an absolute ball of a time, or you're in a very special place, you know, or outside or in a great environment or eating on a beach very close to the source.
Yeah.
You know, my food's always been about, you know, pretty much simplicity, but as I say, people and place makes the food taste better for some reason.
But that whole dining experience has really changed over the last few years. You know, that very high-end dining experience, although it's there and I think it's probably a key part of, you know, going out. But a lot of people really aren't doing that so much now, are they?
The thing I love about New Zealand and Australia is that our age, for one thing, is pretty young. So the learning curve's quite steep. But I think we're sort of, you know, we're really, both countries, well, certainly New Zealand, have gone from pretty much a culinary wasteland of 40 years ago to being in a position where they're very proud of what we've achieved. We've sort of tried to take on the world, but now we're sort of finding ourselves a little bit more comfortable in our skin and realising that what the Aussies and the Kiwis do so well is casual. And, you know, we don't really like formality. We like doing things very, very well. We like things to taste great. We're very proud of producing great product and cooking it well. But I think that we enjoy it more when it's, you know, in a casual sort of setting.
Your book, Stoked, what does it really focus on?
Well, Stoked itself is really, it's a follow-on to my other book, Go Fish. So it's a bit more meat-orientated, but it's about cooking outdoors and it's about celebrating and championing, I guess, cooking over hardwood and solid fuel like charcoal, and enjoying the sort of rewards of that. The you know, it's real cooking. You're stepping up to the plate. You're having to light a fire, and you know, you're enjoying the rewards of the flavour from the smoke and the char on the food. And I think sometimes we get, you know, with everything's just too fast and we're all a bit lazy and we switch on the gas and cook over, you know, on a plate, and it doesn't give us anything except convenience.
Al Brown, thanks a lot for coming on to the show. Your beautiful book, Stoked, is now on sale. You can buy it in both New Zealand and Australia. Mind Food's done a review. There's an interview with Al online and in the current magazine. Thanks a lot, Al.
Hey, thanks for all the support, you guys, and the Mind Food rocks.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.